leadoff home runs are our last phase of the Quiet Ask campaign. And the Quiet Ask campaign, the first phase was for the corporations, the service clubs, and labor unions. And that's wrapped up. Now we're at the local business stage, making presentations to local businesses. Well, we've set a target of $10,000 for the local businesses for the home run. And those who would like to actually go a little further, they could go to $20,000, $30,000, or $40,000. And it gives you different recognitions for the different levels of donations. What we've been finding is that we, in the very early stages, we have not had much issue getting some of the $10,000 donations from local businesses. And that's quite a feat because, as you know, COVID has had an impact on some of the local businesses. But we've found that the local businesses are being very generous in Saugeen Shores, because the community is rallying behind getting this phase two of the park developed. So it depends on the presentation and who we're presenting to, what level of donation we're going to get for a home run, but we've been having good success, Fred.
Rob, when you look at this, does this tell you how valuable the perception of the Lamont Sports Park is for the community and the town and the region at large?
Well, the Recreation Master Plan in 2016 for Saugeen Shores identified that there was a shortage of ball diamonds based on the participants and the rate of usage of these diamonds. And when the community entered the Kraft Heinz project after securing the land to construct the park, and the community rallied around that in 2019, the first that $250,000 community win from the Kraft Heinz project play, that launched the start of the park. Council then, they put up the money for most of the completion of phase one, and our role as a fundraising team is to actually raise the last part where council will actually match our fundraising total to the tune of whether we can come up with $2.25 million jointly to complete the second phase, which is to build the diamonds for the youth. And since it's a youth initiative, I found that in the presentations that we've made, the community is rallying around issues that support youth initiatives. And so we're very encouraged because the campaign's going very well.
We're with campaign co-chair Rob Stanley. The Lamont Sports Park continues to go with a fundraising campaign. From a fundraising standpoint, Rob, it's obvious in your voice you're very gratified and satisfied with the way things have unfolded.
We set a target that we thought that we would be completing the campaign sometime in the late fall after the public launch of the campaign. That's the public portion. It'll be launched on June 4th with a celebration at the park of the completion of phase one. And then there's the public launch on June 4th where we actually go to the general public. And we're anticipating that the excitement that we had in the Kraft Heinz win, that we're hoping that it'll translate into a sizable amount of money coming in from the public to support the completion of phase two. And we're optimistic that it's going to happen and probably will happen sooner than the late fall of 2022.
Finally, Rob, what's it like on a day-to-day basis for you and those connected to the Lamont Sports Park fundraising? You know, every morning when you wake up, what's the buzz and atmosphere in the community?
There's 11 of us on the fundraising campaign team, and we meet by Zoom every second week, we try to. And the feedback that we're getting from the presenters, the folks who've been going out to the examples of the local businesses, although we're sometimes running into businesses that can't say they can't afford immediately, they're asking if whether they can donate to a future development of the park, et cetera. So every morning that we wake up, as you asked the question, it's more hope, because one day we pick up one local business, another day we might get another one, but there are 62 or 63 businesses that were targeted in this round of the campaign, and I think we're about a third done with the campaign to the local businesses, and there's a lot of enthusiasm, not only in the community, but by the fundraisers as well. The campaign has been fun to work on. It's been work, but it's been a lot of fun.